Good afternoon, I'm Jessica Rouse with the latest from the Hunter Valley Newsroom. The Hunter River at Singleton is continuing to slowly fall. The river peaked at 12.2 metres at 7 o'clock this morning and is currently at 12.1 metres and falling slowly with moderate flooding. There's still major flooding occurring on the Wallumbai Brook at Bulga, which was last recorded to be at 4.71 metres. In Singleton, there are a number of roads closed this afternoon due to an inundation of water. There's also the possibility the Golden Highway at Jerry's Plains could be closed. There may be other minor road closures as well, including Dangar Road, Greenwood Avenue, White Falls Lane, Haggerty Lane, Netsfield Lane, Canoona Lane and Racecourse Lane. Bridgman Road at Singleton is still closed as well. There's a full list of road closures at our website. New South Wales Premier Gladys Berejiklian says she is absolutely shocked at the serious allegations of rape against Upper Hunter MP Michael Johnson. Labor MP Trish Doyle used parliamentary privilege to accuse an unnamed coalition MP of rape in the Blue Mountains. She said the MP involved assaulted the woman in a way she had not consented to 18 months ago. Michael Johnson released a statement last night saying he was being spoken to by police about the matter and was devastated by the allegations. He also said he's voluntarily speaking to police. The Premier says she, like everyone, wants to make sure justice is served well and properly.
The alleged victim needs to be able to have a process where nothing is prejudiced. So I'm going to be really careful in what I say because all of us want to get to the bottom of this and want it to be done properly. I'm limited in what I can say. Suffice to say that I'm grateful that the police are investigating the matter and all of us want to get to the bottom of it.
The MP has also taken leave effective immediately, stood down from his parliamentary secretary roles and moved to the crossbench. Meantime, the New South Wales Nationals have suspended Michael Johnson's membership. In a statement from Chairman Andrew Fraser, he said it is in light of the police investigation and allegations against the member for Upper Hunter pending the police investigation. They also said they won't be commenting any further. And this isn't a story for the faint-hearted. Funweb spiders are coming out in huge numbers. The Reptile Park has issued a warning that with the immense amount of rainfall we've had across the state, combined with forecast warm weather, it's the perfect conditions for increased funweb activity. Dan Rumsey, head of spiders at the Reptile Park, says male funweb spider activity will be increasing dramatically.
Male funweb spiders will start to move around looking for females to mate with. So this is the time that they're going to be out and about. With the increased activity we'll see of funweb spiders, in particular the males, the chances of them entering your home increases as well.
The Greater Northern Tigers are getting ready to head to Sydney for the Laurie Daly Cup final this weekend. The Darryl Rando coach Tigers will tackle the Central Coast Roosters in the Country Championships Grand Final clash at Blacktown Workers Club Football Club on Saturday. The Andrew Johns Cup Grand Final will also be played Saturday morning at the same venue, with the Central Coast Roosters also engaged and playing the Illawarra South Coast Dragons in a Grand Final time to kick off at 11 a.m. I'm Jessica Rouse, and that's your latest local news and sport.